Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 296, part 2. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Jeff's an expert.
Fozzie.
Yo.
Jeff.
Yo.
And Pete. Hey.
What's going on?
Damn it!
Is that you, Tony?
It's always Tony.
Tony's always in D.C., man.
The cops are always coming for Tony.
It's fucking House of Cards out there, man.
Yeah.
Gotta be careful.
Yeah, it's Kevin Spacey going out to kill people.
So I don't think we played much this week, so this might be a short episode. So.
Oh, I played a lot.
All right, so Jeff, since you're the only one that played anything.
Woo! Start us off.
What did you play with?
Well, I don't have much to say about it, because it's the same game I've been playing for third week in a row. 75 hours into Dark Souls 2, so I don't know what to say about it, but I'm very happy. I'm, like, very close to the end, I feel like. I think? I don't know.
Where are you? What was the last boss you fought?
The boss...
how you measure progress in
Dark Souls. I just went through the King's Passage, and I fought this crazy fucking knight. Who, like, he does, like, massive damage if he hits you.
Oh, is it the one that, like, is chained up at first?
No, I don't know. Like, just right as you walk through the mist, he does this big jumping fucking attack at you and, like, swings his sword down.
King's Passage, you said, right?
King's Passage, yeah. So, you know, they always talk about the king and blah, 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 so I'm assuming that's...
Oh, him, yeah, yeah. Okay, weird. Well, you have 9 other areas to go.
How? I've been through like 20 areas.
Yes.
How big is this game, dude?
Remember when I said Jeff's an expert? I take it all back.
Yeah.
Jeff is never going to finish a Dark Souls game.
Well, yeah, that was the thing. Is like the King's Passage itself was literally just a hallway, and then you went and fought him. So I was like, okay. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 9. But yeah, I think some of them are like... One is just called Throne Room, you know. One is called Memories, which I'm guessing is just probably not really a level. Like, so I don't know. But that's like, it's incredible to me because I never got anywhere near this far the first time I played it, and I thought I was like far that time. I've been through like 20 fucking areas. This game is huge, man. It's like, I know people don't like this one as much as Dark Souls 1, and I probably don't either, but. Like, goddamn, is it a value buy at $30?
Oh, sure. You know, I totally agree.
75 hours in, apparently I have 9 areas left. So, yeah, I don't know. It's really good. I'm just getting a little burnt out on it. So, like, I hope there's a little bit of time between me beating it and Dark Souls 3. So.
You got 3 weeks, like, starting to, like, 3 days ago. So...
You should take a deep breath, Jeff, and play some Halo or some Rocket League. It's a nice palate cleanser.
Ooh, yeah.
Dude, I might have to delete the Halo because of space.
No.
Like, when I look at my games library, I'm like, what can I delete? Like, nothing is big enough. Like, the only big one is Halo.
Yes, but if you delete a bunch of other stuff that you're not playing, you could, keep Halo and get Dark Souls 3.
I could delete, like, Tomb Raider.
Keep the game we want to play with you, Jeff. God.
That you still never boot up anyway.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. But I would like to play some Griffball, and I know that they have the, like, big update coming soon, so.
But they have an update. They have updates every month for it, so.
Yeah, but there's the one that's going to have firefight mode, right? Yeah.
Warzone Firefight come. Probably looks like it's going to be in June.
Oh, well, Or I could just get a bigger hard drive.
That would solve all your problems.
Right.
Spend $100, get a 2 terabyte hard drive, and then you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, man, I didn't spend anything close to $100.
See, the thing is,
that was being generous. Okay, I'm listening.
Well, I did just buy a new TV, and I have some, like, 3 games coming up. Yeah. I got 3 games in April, and then I also, well, I guess it doesn't really count, but I pre-ordered the PlayStation VR.
Yeah.
I guess I won't pre-order
from Amazon, though, so.
Yeah.
You can also cancel that at any time if you want.
Yes.
I will not.
I don't understand. When did you become a VR person? We'll have to discuss this later.
It was 1991, maybe something like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Jeff, are you saying that if Nintendo is like, we're going to release the NX November 10th, that you wouldn't be like, PSVR, sorry, you gotta wait?
Well, no, me at this point, I'd probably just be like, all right, let's pre-order it. Pre-order it, not think
get
about
them
it.
Both.
Yeah, just not think about it. But I'm getting really sketchy on the NX, so. I mean, you guys have seen the rumors, I'm sure. Like the... Probably fake images.
They've been proven to be fake, yes.
I don't know that the most recent one was proven to be fake. I know that the one that like was shown like a week ago was proven to be fake, but
I haven't seen the most recent one, so.
If they're fake, great. But if they're even close to reality, which like those are, the fake ones are based off the patent that they filed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but if it's anything like that, they could go fuck themselves. Like, I mean,
it did seem like a plausible thing that Nintendo would do, just because it's complete bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, if it's really what it is, it's like, I don't want to say I won't buy the console, because I don't think I'll never not buy a Nintendo console, but I might wait on it, man. Like,
you won't. They go, Zelda's coming to it launch day.
Well, yeah,
because that's what's gonna happen. And you'll be oh, I need my Zelda.
But if they did say, like, same day you could get Zelda on the Wii U, I'd much more, like, gladly play on a Wii U gamepad if that controller's anything like what it is, like what, you know, the fake ones look like. Dear God, help us all.
I don't know. We don't really know.
Yeah. And, you know,
I mean, it has sticks and some sort of screen, possibly, right? Like...
Yeah, not, like, no buttons, which is, like,
but
don't do it. Please, Nintendo, don't do that.
You can get away with not having buttons if you make it, you know, as long as you're designating a portion of your screen to be buttons. It's when I've always had a problem with trying to do sticks on the screen. Like, if you're trying to play a game and do analog sticks, that doesn't ever work well, but I've always felt like being able to just tap the screen where you want to tap it, like, that's never been an issue.
I don't know. I don't play enough of, like, mobile or anything to... I don't like it.
You don't like anything, Jeff?
I do. I like everything, but I mean... Like,
do you?
PlayStation 4.5. Can you just put out a good fucking system with good games on it and a regular goddamn controller, Nintendo, for fuck's
sake. Nintendo, Jeff. They're Nintendo. Yeah.
You're asking way too much.
You are our Nintendo fanboy, and you are dismissing Nintendo's, like, go-to factor.
Some people would say that the GameCube controller was weird, but I think that's, a really great kind of standard controller.
It's actually
controller.
The most regular controller that they've had.
I think it's a pretty great controller.
Yeah, besides the original.
But I love the triggers on that controller. I like the C-stick on it.
I never liked the C-stick at all.
People will say that's a fucked up controller. I don't think it is. Like, that's fine. Like, do something more like that. Like, you know, get creative. Like, you know, they have the cool, like, shoulder buttons on that one that were, like, pressure sensitive and stuff like that. That's fine, but... You don't need to fucking reinvent the goddamn wheel with every fucking system, man.
I think reinventing wheel is okay as long as it's an